My sharing is on Joshua to be strong and courageous. So what I'm going to share this afternoon is let God's people, for you and for me, for everyone of us, believe in God. Times may be tough, difficult, very hurting, insecurity comes in our life. But let each one of us, let God's people be strong and really be strong in Him, not on our own. Because on our own we really fall, we really goof everything. So let God's people be strong and courageous. And this is taken from Joshua chapter 1, I'm going to share with you. For many years, you know, the Israelites were suffering under the Egyptians, years of slavery in Egypt, and they'd gone through a very difficult time. And not only then, after Moses led them out of Egypt, out of bondage, they were around 40 years in the wilderness. And that's not God's plan for us. Never in the wilderness. But they had 40 years because of disobedience, 40 years in the wilderness. And now they have come to a state of ready to cross over into the promised land. God promised that we're going to have a land flowing with honey, not just milk and honey, not just contained milk and honey, but flowing. A continuous flow, non-ending, non-stop. So God says, you're going to have this land. Moses' state, Joshua, the second leader, is going to lead you. And they have come to a standstill. They don't know what to do, whether to go back or go forward into the promised land. The first hurdle they are facing was Jordan. And Jordan, at this time of the time when they are passing the River Jordan, it was really the flood stage. It can rise. Normally, River Jordan is quite smooth. But during this period, the water is very risky, very, very terrible. The first hurdle passing the land is to cross over Jordan. And the Jordan at this flood stage during this time, which made the crossing very dangerous, especially with families, and also far more treacherous. But they will experience, when they obey God, they will experience God's miraculous hands leading them, just as what Oliver shared. Really, God leading. When we let go and let God take over, beautiful, great and mighty things will happen. And they were crossing on dry ground when it's flood season, yet God promised. What seemed dangerous, what seemed impossible, God made it possible for them. And after crossing the river, the second hurdle is to go into Jericho. The second hurdle is to conquer Jericho. And we know that Jericho is very, very well protected. The walls of Jericho is impossible to break through. Impenetrable wall is thick. It is said that it contains, it's about 17 foot high and 5 foot thick of solid rock. So it's impossible to go through. And even they were about to go through, the people inside, the Jericho people inside, they were really strong warriors. So this is another hurdle they have gone through. The stone walls of Jericho, which date about 8,000 BC, represent the first technology which can be ascribed as purely military purpose. This wall was built for military purpose. Crossing the Jordan is difficult. To penetrate into Jordan is impossible, right? And the Israelites spent 40 years. They are now really tired and the next generation died. They are really, really goners. The Israelites cannot remain where they are. They cannot go back. They have to go forth because God promised for them. And they have to come to a standstill in their lives. For all of us here, we are the last second day of 2017. We are not crossing Jordan, so-called, enter into Jericho, but we have come to the end of 2017, and we will be entering 2018 in less than maybe 48 hours, less than that, whether you like it or not, it will happen. And what will happen in 2018, no one knows, but God knows, and really He can lead us through. So in the midst of difficulties, for the Israelites, in the midst of difficulties, uncertainties, don't know what to do. Even the promise is so real. Insecurities, full of fears. Moses is dead and Joshua, will he be able to lead us? Full of fears. The Israelites received 3 promises from God and 3 commands from God. And this afternoon I'm going to share with you. God's charge to Joshua and Israel contains 3 promises for them to claim and 3 commands for them to obey. The 3 promises for them to claim. And I believe we can get a principle from this to really claim it. The first one is, God promised that all the land will be theirs. Whatever your soul of your footstep, it will be yours. as long as where you step, it belongs to you. So for the first promise is all the land will belong to you. Secondly, no one, no enemy will ever withstand the Israelites. And this is a powerful promise of God that no one, no enemies can withstand it. And thirdly, the last one, God will be with them. Emmanuel, that's what Christmas message is all about. God is with them and they will not forsake them because he has been with Moses and he will continue to be with them. These are the three promises for the Israelites to claim and the three commands for them to obey. All right. The first one is that you have to be strong. God has given God promise, but you have to be strong, not only strong emotionally, physically, but have to be very courageous. And the third one, which is the most important one, you have to rely upon the Lord. To be careful to study the law, it shall not depart from your mouth. So three promises to claim and three commands to obey. Now, before we continue, let us be very careful as we read the account of Joshua chapter 1. Let us not spiritualize it too much, right? Spiritualize this historical account too much when we consider whether it offers us anything, any promise to us. We must never conclude that because God promised Joshua the promised land, a land flowing with milk and honey, that he will prosper us with our promised land. So-called, maybe in our case, the promised land is a house, right? Though really, I really envy because I was, before my father passed on, he had already given us in his will, each of his son, each of his children have a piece of land. And mine is in the prime area in Joo Chiat. But it was being squandered by my stepbrother. That's another story. God promised land, and my father promised me a land, but it was squandered away. Though many times I was really, if he's around, right? We cannot spiritualize that God give us something prosperous with a promise of prosperity. No. A good career? No. A position? No. The promise is God is going to be with us. To spiritualize a certain promise in the Bible to a particular modern context can be very risky and can be very dangerous. But we can learn the principle from the account and make it legitimate for each one of us. The principal lesson we can learn is even though we, as Christians, may suffer reverses in our life, face uncertainties, unrest, insecurities in our life, many hurdles, many impenetrable wall in front of us, just like the Israelite. Let us remember one thing, and I'm going to share with us this. Let us remember one thing, that ultimately, no enemy of our soul can stand before those who trust in God. Nothing can stand in front for those of us who trust in God. Never, no Christians can ever wake up every morning, or each morning, to find that God has forsaken them. Never. This is the promise that God said he will be with us. So no Christian can wake up in the morning and say, to find that God has forsaken them. No. God is always with us. When Joshua commanded the Israelites in verse 10 and 11, right, from verse 10 and 11, Joshua commanded the officers of the people, pass through the midst of the camp, command the people, prepare your provisions, for within 3 days you are going to pass over this Jordan to take possession of the land that the Lord is going to give you. When Joshua commanded, and the people are very fast, they are very quick to answer. In verse 16 and 17, the people answered Joshua very, without thinking, they answered so quickly, all that you have commanded us, we will do. And wherever you send us, we will go. Very fast in answering that. Just as Moses, in all things, so we obey you. Only, they say, only the Lord your God be with you. See how the people says? We can go wherever you go. We will obey Moses in all things, just as we obey you. Only may the Lord your God, not their God, your God be with you as he was Moses, and we dare to go. See how the people change very fast. But they say, your God, they never make the Lord Jehovah as their God, that we will go. It's your God. When Joshua commanded, they are quick. And from history, we know that Israel failed terribly, miserably to enter the land because they lack the courage to trust in God. And let us learn this lesson. Never, never lack courage to trust in the Lord. And again, in the last chapter of Joshua 24, again, Joshua challenged the people. The same things happened. When challenged by Joshua towards the end of Joshua's life, the people again quick to give a positive reply. But again, we know how they fail to obey the Lord. I'm going to read through chapter 24, verse 14 to 24 quickly. Verse 14 says, "Now, therefore, fear the Lord." Joshua says, "Fear the Lord and serve Him in sincerity and faithfulness. Put away all the gods, the things that obstruct. Put away the gods that your fathers served beyond the river and in Jordan, and serve the Lord." Verse 15, "And if it is evil in your eyes to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your fathers serve in the region beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Very strong. Verse 16, the people again answered very quickly, "Far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For it is the Lord our God who brought us out." Now he says our God. "It is the Lord our God who brought us and our fathers from the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery." They experienced that. "And who did those great signs in our sight, preserve us in all the way we went and among the people to the whom we passed." Verse 18, "And the Lord drove out," they recalled all this, "the Lord drove out before us all the people, the Amorites who live in the land. Therefore, we will also serve the Lord, for He is our God." Now they make it personal. Verse 19, Joshua was very firm. But Joshua said to the people, "You are not able to serve the Lord because there's still something in them. For He is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgression or for your sin. If you forsake the Lord and serve other gods, He will turn and do harm and consume you after having done everything." And the people said to Joshua very strong, "No, we will serve the Lord." And then Joshua said to him, to the people, "You are witness against yourself that you have chosen the Lord to serve Him." And they say, "We are witnesses." Verse 23, "Then put away the foreign gods, the thing that obstruct you, among you, and incline your heart to serve the Lord." And this afternoon, I just pray that all of us will incline our heart to serve the Lord of Israel. And the people said to Joshua, "The Lord our God, we will serve. His voice, we will obey." Again, they're very quick to answer, but to history, we know they fail miserably. Like the Israelites, we are quick to reply sometimes, but often fail to fulfill what He promised. In the beginning of the year, usually we make promises to the Lord. "Oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that." But by the February, maybe March, we have failed miserably and we feel guilty about it. Why? Because we trust and rely upon our strength rather than focus on Him. You can make promises to God, but focus on Him. He's the one going to see you. Yes, we fall, we fail. But we must pick up from where we fail and then ask God to help us through. In the wilderness, really, the Israel experienced supernatural providence, such as supply from manna, water from the rock, and pillar of cloud, and a fire by night. We too experienced, I think, 2017, supernatural providence of the Lord. As I said, the wilderness is not God's permanent destination for us. The promised land was given to the Israelite, but the Israelite could only possess it when they claim it in faith. Verse 3 says, "Every place your sole of your foot will tread, I've given you," just as I given so Moses, from the wilderness, and continue down everywhere, the sun will be your territory. Every place your sole that your foot tread on, upon I've given you. And these are great promises. And God can certainly destroy everything. He can just break down the wall of Jericho. But here God wants to call His people to go, to partner with Him, to see and to experience His will fulfilled through us. The people have to press on ahead for what God has called them. God wants us to stay focused on Him, like Olivia said, let go and let God. And really, when we let go and let God, we can see things are so different. Things are different. Verse 5 says, "No man will stand before you, so I will be with you. I will not forsake you. I will be with Emmanuel." That's what Christmas is all about. What else can we ask when God says He will be with us this year and continue next year? God is a great God. And when he says to Joshua, I will be with you. And this is the promise we can claim. That is enough for any man seeking God's will. Now in conclusion, the three promises to claim. Let's just look again briefly. The three promises. The first one, the land will be yours. Every foot will be yours. Not literally, but life, I believe, his promise is life abundant. We can have it. The second promise, no enemies will withstand you. That means nothing, no man will be able to stand before us. Nothing, not circumstances, not even being so-called retrenched or betrayed by our colleagues or whatever it is. No, ultimately, God knows everything. And thirdly, God will be with them and God will not forsake. It's a beautiful verse that just as I was with Moses, with Joshua, the Lord says, I will be with each one of us and he will not leave or forsake us. Now we're going to look at, in conclusion, the three commands to obey, and we need to really listen to that. Promises easier, but three commands to obey. The first one, be strong. Be strong, not only physical, because they need to fight the people of Jericho, but be strong emotionally, mentally for us. 2018, we don't know what it's all about, but we're going to be strong, asking the Lord for emotional strength, joy to see us through. And the verse given is, be strong, courageous, for you shall cause these people to inherit the land. This is given to Joshua, and Joshua, I believe, gave to the people. Firstly, is to be strong. And secondly, is to be courageous. Okay, there's a few things of courageous. Be strong and courageous, for you shall cause these people. Courageous in what way? Okay, I'm going to share a couple of things here, and I'm going to close now. Be courageous in many things. When God asks us to do certain things in our career or even to serve Him, let us be not only be strong, but be courageous. Dare to do it. In my term, it's always, I say, chong. Just go for it, because God is with us. And I want to share this testimony just recent at Christmas at Cathedral. It was a really wonderful experience for my family and I, because we have never done this. We are going to raise funds for St. Andrew's Autism Center. And the thing that struck us is we're going to set up a stall that is going to sell kueh pie tea. Simple food, right? But it's a big 2017. It's a big hurdle to me because I've never done this, serving in a family, yeah, little kueh pie tea for my own family, okay, for my family, immediate family, extend. But to sell it to the public, if they eat it, if anything happens to them, if they got diarrhea, got anything, then I had it. I asked Harley, do we have to have a license for it? He said, no, it's okay. I asked Stephen. He said, never mind, it's within Cathedral Ward, it's okay. But I said, it's still risky. Because in preparing our food, we wouldn't know. But he says, be courageous, dare to do it. So we started this store Christmas at Cathedral, and we, of course, we had such a wonderful 3 days, 21st to 23rd. 3 days of selling, and this is the group, you can see some of them is from 4:30 service. Of course, Rita at the end is from 9, and Gwen is over there, and then of course myself, Carol, and Ted, who is not here, he's on duty today. So we had a good time, daring to do it, selling to the public, you know. I'm not a hawker, I never sell to the public, but to sell it to the public, it is just boom off my mind. But we had fun. We enjoy it, and people from our congregation, 4:30, we have such fun together. Okay, this is another picture of three of us. Carol was closing her eyes because she was dreaming of a white Christmas. It was really wonderful being together. All right, and then we set up our store as much as we can. All right, we had this Peranakan thing. This is all from my home. Peranakan thing, just to attract people to come. And this is my famous kueh pie tea. All right. Yay, thank you. It's scary because you're selling it to the public. And the first day, be courageous enough. No, I dare not. I just make one pot. And Christmas is supposed to start from 5 to 9:30. And we have one pot. But we potong jalan, we pour something, we start selling. Because people ask. And by 5:15, the whole pot is gone. Finished. So what we're going to do? Nothing to offer. And then second day, be more courageous, we have two pots. I cook two pots. Okay, sorry. I cook two pots, two big pots, and then by 6 o'clock, the two pots gone, finished. And then on the third day, I said, let's be really courageous, be bold. Let's make three big pots. And we make three big pots. And then by 7 plus, it's gone. So this 3 day really teach us dare to do for, because we are not earning, we are going to make it for the Lord, helping the St. Andrew's Autism Center for the children and the adults with autism. And we do it. And people come back. There are customers that come back, and that's make us what is so special, because we put in their prayer. Whatever the Lord asks you to do with prayer, and before we make it, we ask for prayer. Lord, you're going to bless Autism Center. We're going to raise funds for it. And truly, God is faithful. People come back. Customers go and buy, and then they sat in the welcome center and ate, and then they come back again for the second helping. Bishop was there. Everybody commented good. I said, it's just my cooking. But because we do it in boldness, the way we shred the turnips, the way we shred the carrots, and other secret ingredients, only I know. The family also, not really, I don't think they know. That makes it special. And we really, because of that, we raise substantial amount. Praise God, we raise a big amount for St. Andrew's Autism, not for ourselves, but for what God can do to us. It will be courageous to do it. But now if you ask me to do it, I say, won't. No, I will not do it anymore. But because we do it, be courageous. And this is what I want us to share. When the Lord asks you to do things, lead a Bible study, or in your life, be bold, be courageous, be strong. Do it. He will never fail. Even for our Hokkien worship service, I always share because it's part of me. This on the 7th, we're going to have our first Hokkien confirmation service in the history of St. Andrew's Cathedral. There are 35 of the people going to be confirmed. I don't know whether it's in the history of Diocese of Singapore. Maybe. I didn't do research. I always conduct in either Mandarin or English, but this time in Hokkien. And we have invited kindly Bishop Kwan Kim Seng, will do the confirmation. Whether he will speak in Hokkien, I don't know. Probably he say in English, and I will say, send the Holy Spirit, defend your servant, blah, blah. And Xiong De, Xiong Akong Ama, whatever it is. I don't know. We'll come to it, but we really thank God because we dare to do it, and he has seen people coming to the Lord. And in the close of this year, really, we be bold to do what God wants you to do. Never say cannot. Right? Focus on the Lord, what Olivia shared. Let go. And let God take over. Beautiful things will happen. Be strong, be courageous. And lastly, which is most important, be careful. What does it mean to be careful? Here, be strong and courageous. Be careful to do. That means be careful to do according to all the laws. Be careful to do according to what the Bible teaches. And then, do not turn from it. What the Lord says true, do it. And it shall not depart from your mouth, the word of the Lord. And then meditate upon it day and night. So these three commands, be strong, courageous, dead with it. As I always say, chong, go for it. And God will do a miracle, not because of anything, but because of him. Not because of us, but because we dare to do it. And I pray that this year we will really experience, as we go into next year, we really experience God's, really his mighty hands leading us, especially for this 4:30 service, we see the people are coming. And then we dare to do it because God says, be strong, courageous, claim all the promises. The Israelites failed because they dare not trust. They have failed to trust the Lord. And we learn from them. Focus and trust in the Lord. There are many reasons for us to bless his name. Even as we come to the 2017, to end of the time, let us just bless him and praise him. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you that indeed as we recall, even this evening, as we go back and we sit down and recall all the wonderful things that you have done. We have gone through a lot of difficult year for us, many of us. And some of us, our loved one passed on. Lord, it's very hurting. But yet, Lord, we want to rely upon you to be strong, to be courageous, and most important, to continue to read your word. Thank you, Lord. We're going to sing this song, 10,000 Reasons. And invite you to stand. As I said, we're going to sing once and second time. I would encourage you to come to the front if there's a need. But I want to pray for every one of you that 2018, as you enter, greater and mighty things will happen. Please stand. We're going to sing this song.
Holy name, sing.